sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Marasi Sheyichu and all of the cholim with the coronavirus, Besoch Sha'ar, Chole Yisrael. We're learning a mimer said by Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, our footnotes at Sal, the third day of Sukkot, Tov Shin Yud Dalet, 1953. Lo amarti lezer Yaakov tovei bikshuni. It says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Memhei, I didn't say to the seed of Yaakov that you have sought me out for naught. Lo amarti lezer Yaakov tovei is like tovei vavo, for nothing. Bikshuni, you sought me out. So we learn from here two things. We learn that there's a chitimtzi, there's a scenario of Amira Asher Inyana, that this Amira is Tohu. Lo Amarati Liyakov Tohu Bikshuni. I could have said Tohu. I could have said you sought me out for Tohu, for emptiness, for nothingness. But I didn't say that. So we have an Amira that could be Tohu. And also, this Amira isn't said because of the Darga of Zeri Yaakov. Since you're Zeri Yaakov, I didn't say this Amira of Tohu. So we're going to explain the Mahalach of this Pasuk. We find in the Chachamim two Dibros that are complete opposites. One is Binogea Madregas Kedushaso She Yitzchak Avinu, and the other is Binogea Madregas Kedushaso Shel Yaakov Avinu. The first Dibra says, the first statement of Chazal says, that the ashes of Isaac are piled up on the Mizbeach. Ephra shel Yitzchak tzavur ala Mizbeach. The second statement, the second Dibra of Chazal, which is its opposite, says the Yaakov Avinu didn't die. So if you say that the ashes of Yitzchak are piled up on the Mizbeach, Mishas HaKeda, what that means is that even though Yitzchak was walking around alive, you could see him walking around with all of his Ramachei Var and Mishas HaKidim, nevertheless, in the abstract world, all this body is ashes piled up on the Mizbeach. In contrast, the body of Yaakov Avinu, which in the concrete world is buried under the earth. However, in the abstract world, it's not true. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. So by Yitzchak, in the concrete world, he was alive, but in the abstract world, he died. His ashes are piled up on the Mizbeach as if he died. And Yaakov, in the concrete world, he was dead, and in the abstract world, he was alive. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. These contrasting statements in relationship to the Madrega of the Kedusha of the Avos, touch a place of a burning conflagration. Nogotein b'makom lahevet shalhevet. And only a hope that we'll be able to raise our hearts in the pathways of God's service brings us into this matter. In Tainis Daf Dalet, we have the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, which is brought, Eshalot Sivisi Velo Dibarti Velo Osa Libi. The Gemara says, what's Lo Osa Libi? Yitzchak Ben Avram. Rashi says that even though I commanded you to shecht him, I never thought that you actually should do it. I just wanted to test you. So we see there's a special Nevuah to teach us. It's just like the Nisayon of the Akedah is different than the other Nisayonos of Avram Avinu. that while in the other Nisyonos he came to deed, and Avraham Avinu was Omei ben Nisayon b'foil mamish, Avraham Avinu really withstood the test, the Nisayon HaKeda lo balech lal maisa. Nisayon HaKeda never came to action. And all Avraham Avinu did was withstand the test b'koach, with power and preparation and potential. This test of Avraham Avinu wasn't supposed to be actualized, and Akedas Yitzchak was never supposed to come to Maisa. And when it says, Al Tishlach Yotcho Lanar, don't send your hand to the lad, that's Megadol Mafreya, at the first Dibur, of Kaches Bincha, take him and sacrifice him, was just a Havamina. And only because Avraham Avinu was willing to fulfill it, and afterwards came the tzivui, don't do it. But first he withstood the test. God wanted to see if he was going to pass the test, and he did. First it was kachnas binchas yichidchas yohafta, take your beloved son, sacrifice him. And then came the tzivui of al tishlach yadcho lanar. It was just a havamina Avraham Avinu, you didn't really have to do it. In order to clarify to ourselves the simon labanim that is encapsulated in this mahalach of Maisa Avos, we have to learn what it says in the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah and Maimer Zayin. Chachamim tell us that it has been noach lo la'adam shelo nivra mishenivra. It would have been better for man, more pleasant for man, not to have been created than to have been created. What does this mean? Better for a man not to have been created than to have been created? We have a pasuk. After the creation of man, it says tov me'od. And Ma'od, it says, Dafka by Briya Sa'adam. So how can you say, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra misha nivra? I mean, better for man not to have been, it would have been more pleasant. More Noach for man not to have been created than to have been created. Mechi teisi? Ma pitom? It says in the Pasuk, it was tov me'od. El shehem heim advarim. When the Koach HaBechira, needs the midas avoda of yiras chet, it creates a stira in the mahalach of this avoda. What does this mean? When a person desires yiras chet, he wants there to be a situation where there's no possibility of danger. And the truth is, encapsulated in all Yiras Chet is a desire that there should be no Metzias of Chet. But if you're Mevatel the Metzias of Chet, if you nullify the reality of sin, then there's going to be no more Bechira. And since when the Bechira is cancelled, there is no room for Avoda, it emerges that the Mahalach of Avoda of Yiras Chet is a mahalach, is a pathway that contradicts itself internally. Because the desire to be an Eved Hashem includes the will to have free choice. And memela, automatically there has to be sin. In order to have free choice, you need the opportunity to sin, the possibility of sin. And whereas the desire for Yiras Chet strives to remove the Metzias of Chet, such that the tzeruf of avoda and yiras chet means the following: a strong desire for the existence of sin. In order that one should have the desire, it should be possible to desire the nullification of sin. Avoda and yiras chet. You have a desire to have avoda, to have bechira, that there should be sin. And yiras chet is a shtokukos, is a desire that sin should be nullified. However, anybody who tastes in this contradiction, a question, or a problem, it's an indication that he has not yet touched Avodas Hashem, of Hilchos Deos, V'chovos Halavavos. The truth is that this stira is really what sustains the movement of the soul in this avoda of Yiras Chet. And the explanation is as follows. On one hand, we find it as an obligation of anybody who's able to paskin, that he should paskin shailas. On the other hand, the fundamental requirement of a posek is that he should run away from paskining. He should have a yiras ha'ora. He should be afraid to paskin. There's an obligation to run after. One should seek to paskin shailas, and then one should run away from it. There was once a certain gadol, he didn't want to be makabel the job, the task of dayanas. He said he's afraid to paskin. And his Rebbe said to him, who's going to paskin? Somebody who's not afraid. The greatest preparation for psak is running away from psak. The Yigur Chiddush of Briyas HaAdam is his Koach HaBechira. Vayitzer b'shnei yudim. Yitzira kfula, double creation. Min ha'alyonim u'min ha'tachtonim. From the upper worlds and from the lower worlds. So we see that the positive relationship to the Koach HaBechira passes through the negative relationship to Koach HaBechira. The joy that we feel that we can choose is revealed after one recognizes the tragedy, the catastrophe of being able to choose. So Adarabba, the Tov Me'od of Briyas HaAdam is revealed after the recognition, the penetrating recognition, that Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra misha nivra. Yes, it's very good that man was created, but first realize better man not have been created, because we have bechira and we could do the wrong thing. First we have a fear of the koach ha-bechira, and then we happily accept it. And not only that, the other creations about whom it doesn't say Tov Ma'od when they were created is because we can't say about them Noach lehem shelo nivru misha nivru. Better they not have been created than have been created. On Rosh Hashanah, which is Zikaron Yom Rishon, a memory of the first day, Yom Briyas HaAdam, Ze HaYom Tchilas Ma'asecha, Na'ase Adam, and the Itzumo Shel Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah is Kedushas Briyas HaAdam. And since this is Kedushas HaYom, we have two fires that are lit that relate to the creation of man. One is Noach Lo La'adam Shelo Nivra Misha Nivra. Better man not have been created than have been created. And because we're afraid of Bechira, and that's the crying of the shofar, the Gnuchei Ganiach V'yelule Yalil. And from this Shalheves, from this fire, we have the higher Shalheves of Tov Me'od. That now it's greater than man have been created. After we realize, better not, because we have Bechira, we might sin, we might do the wrong thing. Now we say Tov Me'od. And these two fires are lit together, one above the other. Ad Kan from the Maimer on Rosh Hashanah. And if you'd like to go deeper, you can look there. And Pachad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Zayin. So we learn that Ba'avodas Hashem, the inyan of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra, relates to Tov Me'od, like a Havamina to a Maskana. The only way to get to Tov Me'od is via Noach Lo Shalom Nivra. But normally a Havamina means that you're, which is the first thought, is that you are avoiding the Maskana, you're avoiding the conclusion. If a person knew at the time of the Havamina what the Maskana would be, there'd be no room for the Havamina. So now we get to one of the secrets of an Oved Hashem, that he has in his heart a place for something and its opposite. That even though he's going via the line of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra, he knows that this is only a Havamina. And Memela, we are not avoiding the Maskana, we're not avoiding the conclusion. So it's really not a Havamina at all. Nevertheless, when he's passing by in his avoda, the pathway of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra, so it's Ba'osa Shah as if he doesn't see the Maskana. And the inyan of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra rules over his soul as if this inyan was a Maskana in this parsha of Avodas Hashem. So it's like we're saying that the Yedias HaMaskana is not Mevatel the Matzav of avoiding the Maskana. And that's Davar B'Hipucho. But in the soul of a person who's serving God, they both reign, they both have an existence, they both create a Shleimus. We know that the Noach Lo Shalom Nivra is only to come to a place of Tov Me'od. But we go with the Noach Lo Shalom Nivra. Better man not have been created. What a danger. And then we conclude with Tov Me'od. And then we conclude with the idea that, yeah, it's better for man to have been created, because now we understand the possible catastrophe of man being able to choose. And then we come to the conclusion, yeah, it's better man have been created, because now he understands the power of Bechira. And we continue forward. The koach of the inyan of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra to be a Havamina, even though it is after the Gilui HaMaskana, after we revealed the conclusion, comes from the fundamental fact, because in the root of the holiness of Jewish souls, there was a time where this inyan of the Maskana was ready to be Yotzei Min HaKoach HaLapo'al. Mamish. And that's the Eish HaAkedah. If the Eish HaAkedah would have burned Yitzchak, Masha'ein HaPeh Yochel Ledaber Ve'ozen Yecholah Lishmoa, this Eish would have been the befall mamish of the inyan of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra B'Toras Maskana Achrona. You know what gives the power of the Havamin of Noach Lo Shalom Nivra? The fact that Yitzchak was almost burned. Had he been burned, Noach Lo Shalom Nivra would have been the Maskana. But that's the way of this Maskana, that at the moment that it's going to serve as a conclusion, it's revealed as a Havamina. And then comes the second Dibur of Al Tishlach Yotcho Lanar, don't send your hand to the lad. And it turns out retroactively that the first Dibur of Kaches Bincha was only Bivchinas Lo Olsa Alibi, like the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, And that's what we said. Since b'shas ha'akeda, there was a havamin of Noach Shalom Nivra, and that shined in the soul of Yitzchak as a maskana, this kedusha remains ladaros in the souls of those who serve God. To serve God in this mahalach of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, that it would have been more pleasant for man not to have been created, so therefore Yitzchak was burned. So we stay with that as a havamina, because for Yitzchak it was a maskana when he was at the Akedah, till Avram was told not to burn him. We were holding with the mahalach of it's better to be burned, it's better to Shelo Nivra. So even though we're in the world of maskana, we stick with the havamina as well, of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. That's what Chazal mean when they say that the ashes of Yitzchak are piled up on the Mizbeach. In other words, even though after the second Dibur of Al Tishlach Yadcha, Yitzchak is walking around on the earth, nevertheless, the truth of the matter is, it's like the original Maimer was fulfilled and the ashes of Yitzchak were piled up. And that's the Shorish HaKadusha ben Ishmasim Shalov De Hashem. La'avorat derech ha-Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, we pass by through this Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, we have the ashes of Yitzchak that are piled up on the Mizbeach. We're able to stick with the maskan, with the Havamina of burning Yitzchak, even though we have the maskan of don't, but we still stay with the havamina of yes, you should burn him. Koach habechira is terrible. Noach lo shelo nivra. So now we go back to the beginning of this maimer. And that is that from what we learned in Pachad Yitzchak and Maimer Zayin, the union of Noach lo shelo nivra relates to the Nekudas HaChidosh B'Briyos HaAdam, which is the Koach HaBechira Shebo. The recoiling of a person because of the fear of sin, because of the danger of sin, brings the das to a recognition of the catastrophe of being able to choose. And since without Bechira there is no room for Avodas Hashem in a person's world, therefore it would have been better for him not to have been created. That's the seder of the binyan of the mahalach of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. That is the building blocks of it's better for man not to have been created because of the tragedy of Bechira. Choose against God. We have to know that the Kiddush of Yaakov Avinu contradicts this binyan. Because the Iker Chiddush of Yaakov is that from Yaakov and on, we have a klal. And that klal is Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael hu, a Jew, even though he sinned, is still Jewish. From Yaakov and on, the three-pronged cord of fatherhood of the Jewish people was completed. And from here on in, achut ha-meshulash, lo b'mehera yinasek, won't be detached, won't be unraveled. It emerges then that from Yaakov and on, there's an amud of Kedusha, that Sakanas HaBechira doesn't reach it. And all of the flowings of Hamara, of apostasy in the world, cannot flood away this pillar. Yisrael afa pishachat Yisrael. Nevertheless, this pillar of Kedusha is completely avod and bechira. Because the avodas ha'avos, mitoch cheres ha'bechira, generated the necessity for Jewishness. The avod of the avos, with their free choice, generated the necessity of us remaining Jews, such that the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu revealed the hidden power of Bechira to create values that are guarded from the Sakana of Bechira. This revelation strives, or better, undermines the foundation of the Mahalach of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. We can guard ourselves from the Sakanas HaBechira. And not only that, since the whole union of Misa is rooted in sin, since from Yaakov Avinu and onwards, the area, the realm of life, where Kedusha is completely ruling, is what is dominant. From Yaakov Avinu, Tchum Chayim, Asher Ba Kedusha Sholetet Shelton Muchlat, Be'ein Pachad Me'achei Ta'orev, Me'meila In Makom Lamita B'Tchum Chayim Zeh. There's no room for death, because there's absolute Kedusha, because we have no fear of sin. And Me'meila Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. The root of death is sin. But Yaakov Avinu created, together with the other two Avos, an area of Avoda where we don't have to worry about death. Why? Because Yisrael afal pi shechati Yisrael, we always remain connected. The word chet is sin. Lahachti means to miss. You're missing the mark. The moment you're with Yaakov Avinu and the Avos, you don't miss, because you're guaranteed life. You're guaranteed always remaining a Jew. And since you're guaranteed that life despite your Bechira, here when we're in the world of Yaakov Avinu, we don't have to worry about Bechira anymore, because we're guaranteed that we're always going to remain alive. We're guaranteed we're always going to remain Jewish. We're guaranteed that we're always going to remain holy. So we don't have to worry about sin in that sense. Obviously we have to worry about not sinning, but the Bechira can no longer uproot our Jewishness. So that gives us automatic life. Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. So now we come to the seemingly contradictory sayings of our sages with regard to Yaakov and Yitzchak. When it comes to Yitzchak, he's like Efer Domein. He's like ashes. When it comes to Yaakov, we say that his ashes are alive. When it comes to Yitzchak, who's alive, we say he's ashes. When it comes to Yaakov, who's not alive, who is ashes, who is the dust of the earth, we say that he's alive. Hey, Meim Advarim. Exactly what we've been saying. The law that was established about the Kedusha of the Avod of Yitzchak is Batel behafshata Lamrot ha-kiyum b'muchash. He is Batel in the abstract. He is nullified in the abstract world, even though he physically exists. The avod of Yitzchak is Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. So in the Hafshata, in the abstract, better that he not have existed. So his existence is one of non-existence. Achshav shenotzarti, we say in davening. Kilu lo notzarti. So you're right, he's here, but he's going with the mahalach of Noach lo shelo nivra. Remember, that was Yitzchak's havamina that we stick with for all of the centuries, all of history. What's the law that was established by the Kedusha B'Avod of Yaakov? He exists in the abstract, even though we don't see him in the concrete. Tov me'od. He's very, very good. Me'od is osios Adam. The beauty of Yaakov is like the beauty of Adam. So in the Muchash we might not see him, but Yaakov Avinu lo meis, because the Kedusha of a Jew is eternal, whether we see it or whether we don't see it. Sin is death. And Yaakov Avinu, on a certain level, there's no sin. We're still God's children no matter what. So in the revealed world, he might not be here, and a Jew might not be a Jew anymore. But in the hidden world, he is. Tov me'od, after man was created, tov me'od. It's very, very good. And this is something that's going to last. This is something that's going to have kiyum. I mean, Ra doesn't have kiyum, it's shaky, Ra'ua, but this is something that has kiyum. And as the cherry on top, we can explain the time of the Besur of the Leid of Yaakov. After it says v'yira al tishlach yotcha lanar b'shas ha'akeda, when it says v'yira shi'azarcha shar oivav, it's referring to Yaakov. Hopefully we'll discuss that in a different shir. And the explanation is why dafka now we told about Yaakov. The point of light, the first point of light of the fire of Tov Me'od, can only shine after you have the line of Noach lo shelo nivra. After Noach lo shelo nivra reaches its peak, reaches its shleimus, the nekudas ha'or of the shalheves of Tov Me'od can only be mitnotzetz, can only shine after we reach Noach lo shelo nivra, and the Noach lo shelo nivra has to reach its peak. Only in this nekuda of the peak, the zenith of Noach lo shelo nivra b'toras maskana, it's revealed l'mafreya that it was only a havamina. We really, really feel that Noach lo shelo nivra, and then we realize, no, that was only a havamina. It was only before we realized the possible catastrophe of being able to choose. The Maimer of Al Tishlach Yotcha is Mevar L'Mafreya. When he's told not to touch Yitzchak and to leave him alive, that reveals retroactively that the Tzivui of Kach Es Bincha never occurred to him. Umemela. God never intended that Avram should shecht Yitzchak. And if God never intended that Avram should shecht Yitzchak, so now that he's telling him not to shecht him, so this is the best time to say yeah, and therefore you're going to have a Yaakov. Such that the tzivui of Kach Es Bincha, of Aleu Laola, bring your son as a sacrifice, even b'b'chinas la'olsa alibi, that God never really intended it, only had a place before the besara of the Leid of Yaakov, where we haven't yet revealed the mitzius of hechreach mitoch b'chira, and of the necessity within Bechira that there's always going to be a Jew, and that he's always going to remain Jewish despite his Bechira. And we still had no way to escape the danger of the freedom of Bechira. And Memela, there was a place for this Nisayan of Haleo Leola, which is the height, the zenith of the Havamina of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. Bring him as an Ola. Better man not have been created. Now, Bittel HaOlam is called in the Lashon HaMikra Tohu. The Pasuk says, Lo Tohu Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. I didn't create the world to be empty, to be desolate. Lo Tohu Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. Bittel Yishev HaOlam is Tohu. We find that Piri Verivya, also we're commanded Piri Verivya, B'Torah Sheves, Lo Tohu Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. God wants the world to be inhabited. U'Bivadai, human sacrifice is the opposite of Sheves, of L'Sheves Yitzara. And that's included in the Indian of Tohu. So now we go back to where we started. Lo Amarti L'Zer Yaakov Tohu Bikshuni. Because this Amira of Tohu, even Begeder Lo Olsa Alibi, was only possible before the tidings of the birth of Yaakov Avinu. Even to think, Lo Amarti L'Zer Yaakov Tohu Bikshuni. I didn't say to Zer Yaakov, you sought me out with Tohu, with desolation, with emptiness. But even to think that you would have to dispel such a thought was only possible before the thought of Tohu was only possible before the Besur of the Light of Yaakov. This Madreg of Zera Yaakov makes it impossible any Amir of Tohu, even Mibchinas La'ol Sa'alibi. Lo amarti l'zera Yaakov Tohu Bikshuni. If you're Zera Yaakov, it can't be Tohu. It's not even a Havamina. Beforehand it was a Havamina, but the Pasuk saying is now it's not even a Havamina, because once there's a Yaakov, there can't be Tohu. Once there's a Yaakov, Yitzchak can't be sacrificed. Once there's a Yaakov, the world can't be desolate Tohu. Now that we have a Yaakov, God wants Sheves, God wants the world to be inhabited. He doesn't want human sacrifice. So this is amazing, and we should be zoche, Amir Hashem, to connect to the Yaakov part of ourselves of Lo Latov Bara L'Sheves Yitzara, Lo Amarti L'Zer Yaakov Tohu Bikshuni. There can't be Tohu. God wants the Yishuv. God wants the Tov Meod. God wants the creation of man, and it just has to start with the Mahalach of Yitzchak, of recognizing the Asan HaBechira, the potential catastrophe of free choice, of making the wrong choices. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we have to learn a lot more about these in Yana B'li Nader. Hashem should just give us the life and the Simchas Chaim. Shalom, shalom.